Head south to 47th Street in Chicago, and you'll find a smattering of empty lots and dilapidated storefronts. The scene is a far cry from an era when the sounds of live jazz could be heard wafting down the avenue as the black elite strolled the sidewalks. Chances are back then they were headed for the Palm Tavern. Opened in 1933 by a man known as James Genial Jim Knight, the Palm Tavern was the place to be if you wanted to see a live performance by Dizzy Gillespie, Lena Horne, Cab Calloway, or Billie Holiday, and dine at tables with white linen tablecloths. Between 1930 and the latter part of the 50s, 47th Street and South Parkway was a center of the black metropolis, a mecca for African Americans who migrated from the South to start businesses and form a cultural center. In 1956, Mr. Knight passed ownership of the Palm Tavern to a young woman named Jerry Oliver. Since then, she's been the proprietor and its champion, fighting to preserve the Palm and protect it from demolition. Currently, the Palm is in a state of legal limbo, but Ms. Oliver finds herself armed with a team of lawyers in an effort to fend off the Department of Planning and Alderman Dorothy Tillman, as well as the Wrecking Ball, all poised to transform the area into a blues nightclub district and African village. The battle is far from over. Oliver has the support of the Landmark Preservation Council of Illinois, and the Palm will be nominated for landmark status this year as one of the 10 most endangered historic places in Chicago. Sure to be a tough fight, but the 81-year-old Oliver may be feisty enough to win. She came to Chicago 60 years ago to carve out a piece of the American pie and ended up with a slice of jazz history.
I came here to go to school,
okay,
which I did, but then introduced to 47th Street introduced me to all of the famous people in the community that was contributing to the arts of entertainment.
Tell me,